Robin McIntyre has a genetic mutation that means she will almost certainly develop early onset Alzheimer's disease. It happened to her grandfather, who was diagnosed in his late 40s. Robin's mother developed Alzheimer's when she was 50. Robin is 35 right now, and she is involved in a clinical trial and hopes a drug will be developed to stop the disease. But she has had to make some serious life decisions given what she knows. Robin McIntyre is speaking Tuesday at an event sponsored by the Rochester Finger Lakes chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. She spoke to WXXI's Beth Adams.
How difficult of a decision was it for you to get tested to see if you had this Alzheimer's gene?
So far, it has been one of the most difficult decisions of my young adult life. However, having that type of information at your fingertips and believing that knowledge is power was what ultimately led to my decision to go ahead and get genetic testing done. I also had really great role models through my mom and uncles who had just shown so much courage in the battle that they were on a journey with. I just already felt like I had the support I needed to be able to make it through that type of decision.
What were you told about your chances of getting the disease? Do you believe this is a foregone conclusion that you will?
You know, what the scientists say is with a genetic mutation, your chances of getting the disease is 100%, and those are frightening statistics. But I have made a commitment to myself to do everything I can to avoid getting the disease, and that also includes participating in clinical drug trials and basically committing my time to helping the scientists find a cure. And I feel the most confident about my future now than I have ever before, and just think that having the right mindset and fighting back will lead to good things.
So you do sound hopeful. Do you believe that a promising treatment or even cure for Alzheimer's will come along soon?
You know, the Alzheimer's Association invited us here today, and their mission is a world without Alzheimer's. And we have certainly made leaps and bounds in even just the last decade on the amount of knowledge. Currently, the clinical drug trial I'm participating in has been able to extend its duration. And to me, that shows nothing but promise and a lot of hope, which is everything that families facing Alzheimer's disease need.
Robin, do you have any symptoms yet that would be consistent with Alzheimer's?
I absolutely do not. I am a very healthy young woman. My family doesn't start showing any symptoms of the disease until their mid to late 40s. When I get to that point in my life, it'll obviously be a new evaluation. But right now, no, I am feeling, again, very confident and strong and powerful.
That's great. I know that the knowledge you have about this genetic trait you inherited has forced you to make some very big life decisions. One of them was whether you would have children.
Correct. That, again, was another very difficult decision in my life. I love children very much, and I always thought that I would be a very good mother. We want to stop this disease from continuing on in any more generations of our family. So I did make the selfless decision to stop, but a lot of that has to do with the fact that I want to participate in the clinical drug trials. And having babies isn't something that goes along with that. So I have decided to just enjoy my nieces and nephews to the fullest and be very, very involved in their lives.
And Robin, in addition to the clinical trials you take part in and the hope that you obviously have, are there things you do day to day that you feel will help your odds?
Yep, I sure do. You know, remaining positive every day and using my knowledge to help educate other people. But also then staying active and exercising. I try to eat the right things, but I also want to enjoy my life. And then again, with that commitment I made to myself to not get the disease, I really just think positively and envision a healthy future for myself.
Well, we certainly wish that for you as well. Robin McIntyre in Rochester today for an event hosted by the Rochester Finger Lakes chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Beth.